You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
This episode of Thinking Sideways is not brought to you by the vibrant colors of the ninth dimension. Instead, it's brought to you by MurderCon, a convention for murderers, by murderers, all about murders. If you want to get in cheap and easy, use the promo code SIDEWAYS to get 10% off your body. See you there!
Thinking Sideways.
Thinking Sideways. Stories of things we simply don't know the answer to.
Hi there. Welcome to another episode of Thinking Sideways. I'm your host, Joe, joined as always by
Devin
and
Steve.
And this week, we're going to talk about another fantastic mystery. We're going to talk about the mysterious case of Jerry Michael Williams of Tallahassee, Florida. Known to his family and friends as Mike. We are going to call him the subject here.
No, we're going to call him Mike.
Okay, fine. We'll call him Mike. Mike was 31 years old when he was last seen. He'd been married to his wife, Denise, for about 6 years. They had a one-year-old daughter.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. And, oh, by the way, I want to give a shout-out to Renee, who suggested this. Renee, if you're still out there, she suggested this back in 2015, so it's been a while. Thanks, Renee.
Long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We have suggestions from way lighter, earlier than
yeah.
that. So.
Yeah. Time go.
We just thought we would let this one just sort of ripen for a while.
Yeah.
Well, back to Mike. Mike was a real estate appraiser. He was known to be a very hard worker, made really good money. He and his wife, Denise, had bought a very nice upscale house in East Tallahassee, which is, I guess, the better part of town. I don't know.
Yeah.
Never been there. Being responsible parents, they took out a life insurance policy on Mike for $1 million.
And is that when they, that is when they took out the life insurance policy, was after their daughter was born?
I believe so, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was not too long after
okay.
that. Yeah. That's often when people start thinking about stuff like that, when they're either about to have a kid or just had a kid. You know?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it as I'm about to get married, mostly because I definitely plan on murdering him.
Exactly.
For the insurance money.
Yeah, get more on him.
Works
than
out
on
well.
You.
Yeah. I recommend diving on your honeymoon.
Yeah. Perfect.
Australian honeymoon. Yeah. Back to our story. The insurance broker in this case was a guy named Brian Winchester, who was a good friend of Mike's, actually. Apparently some sort of childhood acquaintance of his wife's, but they had become somehow good friends. Brian Winchester, by the way, is now in prison, but that's a whole different story.
Is he related to of Winchester fame?
I do not know. I don't know.
Okay. So have we not covered this story before? Because this one sounds really, really familiar to me.
No.
I don't think so. No. It's kind of similar to some of the other disappearance stories.
Okay.
But it's a little different.
This sounds really, really familiar, but okay.
Yeah.
Keep going.
No. Okay. Well, back to Mike. He was kind of into duck hunting, and sometimes he'd go out.
The Nintendo game?
Yeah, no, different one. Real duck hunting.
Oh.
Yeah, there are actually people that still do that. It's called analog duck hunting. So sometimes, you take your analog shotgun, which is made of steel and not plastic, and you go out to the lake and hide until the ducks show up, and then bluey.
I guess the nice thing is, though, in analog duck hunting, the dog doesn't laugh at you when you miss. So, okay, I can see
and
the appeal.
And also in the ideal, you don't shoot the dog.
No. Oh, can you shoot the dog in duck hunting?
Yep.
I had not done the digital
version. Which stops him from laughing.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah, your dog is laughing at you for sure, but, you don't hear it. Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
And also don't shoot him.
Yeah,
don't shoot that.
Don't shoot your dog.
Or her.
No.
They will
shoot
back.
No. Morning.
Sorry, back to the story.
Yeah, let's get back to our story. On December 16th, 2000, Mike left the house early to go hunting, and he never returned. Eventually, his boat was found abandoned on Lake Seminole, which is a huge reservoir about 40 miles northwest of Tallahassee, up on the Georgia border.
Okay.
It's where it's kind of, you can find it on the maps pretty easy. It's where these two large rivers come together, and they've dammed it there. So it's this gigantic V-shaped lake that's got almost 400 miles of coastline. It's a big lake.
And was that a typical place for him to go duck hunting?
That I don't know. I don't know where his favorite duck hunting spots are. I don't know why he picked that particular spot because, there are other decent-sized lakes near to Tallahassee.
Yeah.
But, maybe the duck hunting was just especially good up there or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, but anyway, the boat was found abandoned. Mike was nowhere to be seen, dead or alive. So there was a general assumption by the police that he'd fallen out of his boat and drowned, which is not an unreasonable assumption, really.
Nope.
But they dragged and searched the lake really extensively, and they never found his body, which is a little weird because, actually, something like about 80 people have drowned in that lake, and they've always found the body.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess it's a reservoir, so...
But
you'd want to find the body.
But on the other hand, there are also lots of alligators in that lake.
Oh.
So, it is...
We know what they do.
Yeah, you know what they do for a living, right?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
It's like a game of Frogger. You run across them.
From log to alligator to
the other side.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, if they're kind enough to line themselves up like that, then for sure.
Well, it's all about timing, brother.
Yeah,
have you seen that picture, though? You know how alligators and crocodiles...
get frozen?
Know how they sit underwater?
Mm-hmm.
They're not like logs.
They're nose up.
They're like at an angle. So like their heads are floating, but their back feet are on the bottom.
For some reason, that's
extra creepy to me. I don't know why.
That makes sense. So they've got more leverage to launch themselves into action quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably why it is more scary and weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sorry.
Oh, yeah. But alligators are really kind of fascinating, They're kind of, it's almost kind of cute in a sort of a prehistoric monster.
Bite your head off kind of way.
Terrifying
Yeah,
kind
in
of
the
way.
Same way that T-Rexes are kind of cute.
They're so ugly, they're cute. Well, anyway, back to Mike. The police concluded that it was a drowning and probably got eaten by alligators. They closed the case. And then Mike's waders were found in the lake about 6 months after he disappeared.
Well.
And then about 7 months after he disappeared, his widow, Denise, petitioned to have him declared legally dead.
Okay.
Eventually, she married Mike's buddy, Brian Winchester, who's the guy that's in jail now.
Are you sure we've never talked about this?
No.
Even if it wasn't off, this story sounds really, really familiar. I swear I know something about this.
No.
You know nothing.
Well, yeah. I mean, I checked the episode list because I, when I was reading it, I was like, this sound, does sound familiar.
Okay,
but
so
I
it's
checked.
Not just me?
Oh, no.
Okay. Okay.
We haven't done it before.
No, all right, no, we have not.
The thing about the waiters just really stuck in my mind. But okay, keep going.
I thought I got that from cartoons, you know, because...
Cartoon conspiracies?
No, yeah. Cartoons, because, you know, like an alligator, like, eats a person and they're wearing clothes and then spits the shoes back up. You know, I just assumed that was why that sounded familiar to me.
Okay.
Probably was. That's probably where you got it from. But Mike's gone. Case is closed. But his mother, Cheryl Williams, did not accept the drowning theory. She kept nagging the police to reopen the case. And along about 2004, they did. Apparently, somebody did a little research, and they found out that alligators don't eat in the wintertime. Apparently, the water gets cold. They go kind of dormant.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's what I was mentioning earlier when you were saying about the alligators. Have you ever seen the frozen alligators?
No.
When the water freezes, you see all these little snouts sticking out of the ice because they're keeping their heads above water just enough so they can breathe, but they're kind of stuck there in place. It's the creepiest thing in the world. You creeped out by angled alligators? Look at frozen alligators.
No,
I gotta actually, you know, go to a frozen lake sometime and like stop their noses up and kill them and then just say, I killed an alligator with my bare hands.
Yeah. I think that's probably really illegal, but go ahead.
Probably. Plus, actually, I'd be too scared to do it because, you know, what if the alligator wakes up and like, you know, breaks the ice and kills me? Yeah.
You'd be like, what's his name on that Adam Sandler movie with the one wooden hand?
Oh, yeah. That does happen, by the way.
Yeah.
No, I knew somebody I worked with was in Florida, and they went to one of those parks that has all the gators, and apparently somebody, while they were there, kind of lost his hand because he got a little fresh with an alligator.
Nobody likes fresh alligators.
No.
Yeah. No, alligators don't like fresh humans.
Mm. They kind of
Well,
do.
They like it for eating, but they don't like it smart alligators. Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Here.
Okay, so...
Yeah, but anyway, so after they figured that out, then that makes the lack of a body seem a little stranger, so they reopened the investigation.
Smart.
Yeah. But that's about where the case still is. It's been open for all these years since 2004, but no real new evidence has come to light. There's been a lot of speculation about what his fate was, a lot of different theories out there. So what the hell happened to him? Here are some of the theories. Accidental drowning, which is, of course, the first presumed theory.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is that maybe he committed suicide. Maybe, you know, life was just too much. He decided to kill himself and throw himself to the gators. Or, I like this one a little bit, he faked his death by leaving his empty boat on a lake full of alligators, you know, assuming that would explain no body, and then just went off to start a new life somewhere. Or maybe he was murdered.
Of course.
Because
everybody has murder on the brain ever since that Stephen Avery documentary thing.
Oh, I know.
Always murder.
I know. I mean, all the suggestions we get is just murder. You know, most people don't actually die of murder, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Statistically, it's unlikely. All right, and then we have one last theory, and this is actually my personal favorite, which is maybe the ducks got him.
What, I mean...
You know, they turned the tables on him.
So that would also be murder in a way, wouldn't it?
Not if it's ducks, although it would be foul play.
Oh, God.
I get yelled at for puns.
Oh, my God.
Told not to make them anymore.
Oh, that's bad.
I totally set you guys up for that, yeah. So those are the theories out there. But before we go into the theories, let's take a break.
The light around you is wan and cold, just like your soul. You stare into the darkness and wonder what it's all about. Why is it this way? How did it get so strange? Who made it so these were your only options? Indecision grips you. Like that time when you were 8 and that spelling bee and couldn't decide if apocalypse began with APAC or Jethro Tull. You fretted and worried. You could feel the rush of sweat spreading across your scalp and moving down to the collar of your shirt. Why did it have to make it feel like you were choking? That collar was your mother's choice, and it felt like she was strangling you, stopping you from making the right decision. You fretted so long that eventually the buzzer went off. No. That was your alarm clock going off. The sound of the buzzer blaring was not the judge disqualifying you again for not spelling apocalypse, but instead the wake-up call to yet another day of drudgery. And it is at that moment you realize you couldn't take it anymore. You just couldn't. Something had to change. Which is how you ended up here, staring into the darkness, trying to figure it all out and make the right choice. Which avocado in the pile was the right one? The answer is all of them. That's right. The International Avocado Board wants you to know that they are all the right choice. So make some avocado toast for breakfast, blend it into a drink for a nice creamy snack, dice it up on your salad at lunch, and toss it onto your chicken for dinner. Avocados, blocking out the sadness since October 19, 1653.
And we're back. All right, now let's get into theories. First theory, let's start with the ducks.
So while we were on a break, I did some Googling.
Oh, what's
Because I was starting to agree with Steve. This sounded familiar.
But I thought we had that moratorium on internet surfing while recording.
Yeah, sorry, I was bored.
All right. Yeah.
This is a boring case.
I got it.
This is a really boring case. The best theory we have is ducks. Anyway, it doesn't really matter because it was solved. They found the body.
They did?
December 2017.
Oh, like 2 months ago?
Yeah.
Not even 2 months ago.
Yeah.
How long ago did you do the research on this?
More than 2 months ago.
Okay.
Stupid police.
It's annoying when those guys solve everything.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't solved this one though, right?
I mean,
they found the body anyway. All right, so we got our theories. Does anybody have a favorite theory?
Murder.
Okay. Well, I'm going to stick with the ducks. Go Ducks.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Okay. Yeah, enjoy.
All righty then. Anyway, if you're Mike's killer and you want to send us an email, our email address is thinkingsidewayspodcast@gmail.com.
So we're all done. There's a problem here, guys.
What?
What's that?
It's like we're like
15 minutes in.
At best.
Yeah.
And we have 45 minutes more of
Do we really have to do an hour-long episode?
Yeah.
We set the bar. It's our fault.
Actually, I have been taping a lot of my conversations with my cats.
No.
So maybe our listeners are about to hear that.
Haven't you been saving bloopers from this entire year?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Okay, well, let's just do that.
Well, okay, let's do that, and then we'll publish Joe's conversations with his cats for the people who sleep, go to sleep to us, and they'll pass out listening to that.
Pay attention to that. There'll be a book also sooner or later.
They'll just wake up to Joe being like, oh, Boozo, you're such a good boy.
Yeah. Yeah. And also cold case discussions, expert panels. There'll be famous guests that you may have heard of, like Nancy Grace, Ron Johnson, Carl Marino, Kirk Nurmi. Who's he? Cheryl McCollum.
Just want to talk about how Joe looks at me and says, do you remember that disco song?
Of course, I know.
Well, you're the music historian of the team.
I know. You're supposed to know.
I'm the old one. It's true.
Yeah, you are. You're an old soul. Okay, let me move my microphone around a little bit here.
More.
Gate. Didn't do that quite right.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think you did at all.
More. Gate.
All right.
Okay. Already.
You red eye?
Oh, for Christ's sakes. I don't want to hear you sing.
I don't, because it's terrible. Your singing is not that good.
Thanks, Mike.
We have fantastic mics, and it turns out they capture your singing voice quite accurately, and it's not good.
Really?
You can't blame the microphone.
Oh, I was going to record a song for our fans, but I guess not.
Have you listened to the bloopers?
No.
Yeah, okay.
No. I will listen to them.
I was going to say, there's an ongoing obsession throughout the entire thing where you're just like, I wanted to record a song. I want to sing more.
But Father, I don't want all that. I just want to sing.
Okay, ready.
All right, let's get going.
Kind of shorter all the way around or shorter in the front? You know, shorter but more off the front.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm bad with haircuts.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think?
I don't know. That's a big decision. You know what? If I were you, you know what I'd do? Because I found this look works with the ladies.
Yeah.
Is I would buzz it really short and then shave the top down.
Oh, really? Yeah,
yes.
Just like with a blade?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But you got to keep up on the shaving regimen, though.
Actually, you know what? I've heard really works with the
ladies. Then you get to the back, and you got to shave that little circle in the back.
Yeah.
That drives them nuts.
No, what the chicks really dig is when you grow it out about like this, but you grow some of it really super long.
Just tops of it.
and then you shave it up here, and these.
I know what you need to do.
Yeah.
buzz it about an inch and a half tall in the front and let it grow out in the back.
Yeah, but make sure you braid it down your back.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes. So just like so business in the front, kind of party in the back.
Exactly.
Oh, I like that
idea.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah, perfect.
Where do we go to get mullet wigs to wear to Crime Con?
I really thought you farted when the first one happened.
I did too.
Not a good one.
Okay.
Let me get my lighter.
Sorry.
This is malware and cool shit like that.
You've got a virus.
Probably.
You should take a pill for that.
Yeah. Virus of the brain.
Yeah.
Because you're stupid.
Yeah. You got a stupid virus.
Woo! Wakey, wakey, okay. Eggs and bakey.
Here we go.
I'm fever when you go. That's actually a really funny idea, Devin. Good job. You had one. You did it.
Oh, and they say women can't be funny. Way to prove them wrong.
No, they can't.
If I do disappear in San Francisco, please, can you get just like not observe the 5-year rule and just do an episode immediately?
No, absolutely.
You're going to wait 5 years? Oh, dang it. Okay.
We're going to be really busy replacing you.
Yeah.
Then we'll do an episode.
Okay. That's going to take us like a week. And then
by
that time, it's too
we'll
late.
Have forgotten.
Yeah.
We'll just have totally forgotten about you. It's fine.
Oh, and then we'll be in the middle of recording and you'll show up. And what the hell? Who's she? Get out of my chair, you bitch.
It's going to be exactly like that. It was like hearing my own self.
It was. Yeah. Told you. He's good.
He is good.
Oh, yeah.
He's a hell of a mimic.
Sorry, shit. I'm just like readjusting. I feel like I'm not part of the circle now, so. I'm
oh yeah, be part of the circle, huh? Be part of the healing
circle.
The healing circle.
Yeah.
We're just gonna be a witch coven from now on. That's not a witch coven.
Witch coven?
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. And.
You wanna get a clean introduction?
Yeah, and we'll get a clean introduction and all of that stuff, and then we'll probably do that thing where we take an extra long pause, you know, after asking, and then, like, take a pause, and then, you know, we'll ask him the next question so that we can get as clean as a recording as possible.
Since Skype tends to give us a nice, you know, 2 to 5 second delay, depending on how it's feeling that day.
Well, that's true. And then we'll ask you to record a commercial ad for us, and...
No.
All right. Are we recording?
Oh my god. I just had a heart attack.
That we weren't recording this whole
time?
Well,
it was just like very flat, and then I remembered it was silent in the room, and so that's why I was in a
You were listening for EVPs.
I was, yeah. Mm. That's how we caught Joe talking about, listen, bitch. It was actually just an EVP.
That was actually not even me.
It wasn't even Joe.
It was my ghost living here that wanted to really screw me over.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
His
bastard.
Chances of Crime Connery in the tubes now. Stupid ghost.
So whenever you are ready, tell me, and I will mute myself, and then it is all you.
You don't want to have the, like, weird breathing on the other one.
Yeah, that'll really go well with the Bosch sense. Season 3. They'll be like, oh, God, the bad guy's in the background.
No, there he is.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Probably better that I don't.
Yeah, for real. I don't know. I can do whenever.
Okay. Well, it's your show.
I'm just going to say a bunch of mean stuff about you while you're on mute.
Well, I was just talking and you didn't hear me, so I'm the one who gets to do that.
That's true. Dang it.
Ha!
Okay. All right. Let's do this thing.
Okay.
trying to decipher. Google's like your sober friend.
Uh-huh.
You know, like you can type some like really messed up words in there and it's like, oh, did you mean this? Because it understands somehow.
Yeah.
The AI on that is incredible.
With me, it always says, oh, did you mean porn?
That's going to be a good one for the bloopers, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, of course Google doesn't say that.
Why not?
I know. What do you think?
I haven't been working on my bird puns because they just tend to fly right into my brain.
Oh.
They falcon in there.
Yeah. That one didn't work.
It worked.
Nope.
Yeah.
It only worked in your bird brain.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh.
It's true.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Now you cleared your throat?
Yeah.
You need to do it anymore?
No, I'm good.
Can we actually, for our 4-year anniversary, can it just be every single clip we have of Joe clearing his throat or coughing? Just an entire f***ing episode of it?
Yeah.
It would require me to have saved them all.
You saved many of them, I'm sure.
No, I cut them out real quick. I'm like, nope, he's coughing.
Dang it.
I don't have it on tape, but one time I'm like, oh, God, I sneezed, I hiccuped, I belched, and I farted just like bam, 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 bam. It was just so good.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know if that's the right word to use to describe
I don't think
it.
It is.
I was like, huh?
Ghost farts. Okay. Yeah.
What's a bird joke to make?
I don't know. We're going to fly like an eagle in the commercials.
You got your egrets. You got your owls. You got your emus.
Where is that from?
We're going to take an egged. No, that doesn't work.
I'm sorry. Wait. I had a list of them earlier.
We're going to take an existential break.
Nope.
Nope.
Give me a break. Yeah. Give it a nest already. beak.
I'm just going to use it, give it a nest.
Yeah. In 1992, she reportedly married a name named...
Married a name? Yeah, you're a wreck.
I am. Oh. I had like a fever of like 104.
Nice.
On Friday.
Nice.
That's why I was like, I can't do anything right now because it will not be coherent. Maybe that's what Karen had. She just had a fever.
Yeah,
no doubt.
The flu.
What's your temperature now?
I actually run kind of cold.
Yeah, I do too. I'm about a degree
cold. Lizard people.
Yeah.
I know. I'm about 97.6, something like that.
I don't know what I am.
That's about what I run at.
I don't know if you have a thermometer.
I have a thermometer. You can't use it.
Yeah.
Because it's rectal.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can use it. Sure, what the hell?
Oh, no. Yeah. Thank you.
You can't stick it up your ass, but you can use it. Maybe she's f***ing crackers. Okay.
Sorry, I'll do something with Squinty Face. Don't worry about it.
Okay, yeah.
Squinty Face. Oh, Squinty Face. Okay.
You dumb ship.
Dumb ship. Dumb ship. Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Ba-dum-ba-dum. Hang on, gotta get in character.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Oh, I just wanted to fit in.
Yeah, totally.
You should totally
pressure.
So your chair is facing the wrong way. You need to spin it about 180 degrees because I don't want to have to look at you through
that's
this whole episode.
Point. Plus the cats want to hear my voice.
Yeah.
They like my voice.
It's going to be great when all of Joe's comments are, here, kitty, kitty.
Wow.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Good boy.
Mm-hmm. That's a good kitty. Oh.
I would love Joe's response to everything to be such a good kitty.
I feel sorry for whoever it is at the FBI that's got to actually listen to the microphones. That's 90%, 95% of what they're hearing is me talking to the cats. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that guy's got to be pulling his hair out.
You know, Joe, it's anybody who's bugging anybody's house, because same thing happens at our house all the time.
Not our house.
Oh, you don't have any pets, do you?
She's petless.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch the corgi video I sent you?
I did. It was very cute.
That was awfully sweet. Funny little... Oh, wait, did I finish everything I was saying?
Yes.
I think I kind of interrupted.
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm not. I don't know. I'm not. I don't live in your brain, but you came to a reasonable conclusion.
I wasn't sure when we got interrupted by BZ.
No, yeah, you finished your statement.
Okay.
Which is, I think, fine.
All right, good.
I'm going to give you a heads up. You're doing a lot of
that,
umming.
And umming?
Yes.
It makes me sound like I know what I'm talking about.
Right? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
It makes you sound like you're reading off the
Wikipedia page.
It makes
you intelligent and versed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry.
That's okay. I couldn't help but have a little beer fun at you.
I don't know how that happened.
It's called You Don't Know How to Turn the Mouth of the Beer Towards
That's
You.
That's what it's called. I was paying attention to you being a creepazoid. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah. No,
this from the girl who takes baths in beer.
You do?
This episode of Thinking Sideways is not brought to you by... Shit, I should have picked one first. Okay, wait.
That's actually good. I should have picked one first.
There's a plastic clippy on the ground. You want to grab that, Devin? It goes to your mic stand.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, I heard that thing falling to the ground, and I looked for it and I did not see it.
I think it actually...
Oh, my God. Right. Let me do what I want to do.
Well, you can do it wrong.
It's my life. Don't
you
tell me
You can do it all fucked up and stupid. That's fine. We're not judging you.
Don't tell me how to live my life. Okay.
Your cord needs to be flipped over the other side. There you go. That's better.
That way?
Exactly.
Like this, Joe? Or
yeah.
How? How? Help.
That works.
I don't know how it goes.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That's good.
This
that's
is why
good.
We have
that's
such good equipment.
Yeah, it is.
Wow, Project
Kids ready? Yeah.
I guess so.
Well, hey there, and welcome again to another episode. Oh, is Joe making noises in the middle of it?
Right.
I was trying to catch it before. There's always a...
No, there's always, like, you ought to wait the additional second.
Boom, 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 boom. There's always
good
a...
Good point, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Follow on. Okay.
In all seriousness... Okay. This is bantering, right?
Yeah, no, this is totally... This is the way banter works, normally.
Really, yeah.
Up on this.
All right. Well, I wasn't sure about that. I'm in trouble for being the loud one.
You can rotate it. Can you talk directly into the top like that?
Can I just do this the whole time?
Would you? You do go to the gym, so
it's like an extended plank, man.
What's the diver watch? Good, the 200 meters.
Yes.
So that means you could probably knock it around a little bit.
Are you chewing gum?
No.
Good job, Joe.
Yeah.
Good job. Oh, he made a note for us, though.
I made that note.
Oh, did you make the check the mixer note?
Check the mixer.
Oh, perfect.
We want to make sure it's on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we don't want this one to be not recorded like we did once before.
Yeah, that happened.
It was awkward.
No, we got two-thirds of the way through
an really
episode,
fun.
And then we realized we hadn't turned the
and
mixer on.
And we hated that story.
My God.
It was the worst
story. It was the worst one ever.
Yeah, uh-oh. It was the worst story ever. Wow. Sorry about that, guys.
There's
still recorded
pounding.
It and made you listen to it.
Drum roll, please.
Dang it.
By the way, some guy was asking about if you guys are able to put their intro music in when we could do this, and I'm guessing the answer would
be
no.
Raw, right?
It's not us, but somebody else asked me, and
we're going to edit the crap out of this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We could, I guess. I imagine you'd rather do that.
He will come. He will, yeah.
We should do post.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who it was.
Oh,
I don't remember names.
So are you going to hang out here and just sort of
we did not shower a whole lot, that is true. Okay.
Because you stink.
Sorry.
Smelly.
Sorry. I didn't think you would be able to smell me from all the way over there, but
expert schnoz right here.
Yeah, right.
Listen, I spent 2 days on airplanes with this guy with his gum.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I bet you did.
I'm out of reeking pits.
Okay, ready?
No, his gum, I don't know why it is. The smell of it, I know it's a fruity flavor, but it smells like the same smell that they put in the toilet water.
Oh.
For some reason, I just immediately associated the two. And now Joe talks to me, I'm like, toilet water.
Well, it's actually probably because he's been drinking toilet water.
Hey, you know what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
That's water.
You get heavy metals that way.
Yeah,
it's good enough for your dog and your cat.
Okay, let's do this thing.
Ooh, you're a pro.
It's true.
She's
been doing
memorized
it for like
this
4 years or something.
We have?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
I know.
Oh, I gotta quit.
You ready?
And we're back. Yeah. Okay.
Let's do that again.
You wanna do that?
It's all beautiful. Right,
good name for a band.
The Dead Hookers?
Dead Hooker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
It's got a good hook to it.
Yeah. Or how about Dead Hooker Pate? Ooh.
No,
that's gross.
That's weird.
It's really gross.
The Dead Hooker Society, maybe.
Would Robin Williams have starred in that? That's my question.
Yes.
Probably.
With Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, that would actually be kind of funny. You know, he's teaching Patrick Swayze, who is at this exclusive boarding school for boys, and Patrick is obviously like 43. You
know? But playing a 17-year-old.
And discovering how much he loves poetry.
Oh.
But then his dad you know, like pisses him off, so he kills himself. You know?
Oh, I'm picturing that it's Mrs. Doubtfire teaching Patrick Swayze in Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar.
Oh,
also
God.
In drag.
Oy.
Who's pretending to be a 17-year-old girl in a prestigious all-girl school.
Mm.
You know, and then they both find out that they're both men in drag.
Oh, yeah. After their affair. Too late, yeah.
See, you guys have missed... I shouldn't have said Robin Williams because we've miscast this. It should have been Patrick Stewart playing a 17-year-old boy.
Oh, well, he just passes.
That might be pushing it a little too far. I don't know.
Exactly.
Okay, let's see.
Actually, you want to hear a weird fact?
No.
I was listening to a horror movie thing today, and you know the mask in Halloween...
Yeah.
That the character wears.
Yeah.
Do you know who that mask is?
Yeah.
Who?
It's a Patrick Swayze. No, it's a...
I thought it was a hockey goalie mask.
No.
That's
the
wrong show.
God.
Come on. It's coming to you because I'm talking in very
it's
brief
a Shatner
sentences.
Shatner voice.
It's Shatner. It was Shatner.
I was like, the
Captain
other
Kirk
captain.
Mask.
The other fucking captain, whatever
his name. Painted a Captain Kirk mask, and yep. That's what he wears in Halloween.
Yep.
Really? I thought literally decades, but I thought he just wore a hockey goalie mask.
No, that's Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th is the hockey mask.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy in...
Michael, what's his name?
Yeah, Michael
Moore, Myers.
Is the one who's wearing more. No, that's the wrong Michael.
Yeah. He might be.
He's also impassive in the face.
Also wearing a weird mask.
Yeah, they painted a Shatner mask.
I did not know that.
Weird, huh?
Was that a put down of Shatner or kind of an homage?
I think it just happened to be what they found in
the
prop room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this.
Okay.
You know, and
do you want to say blowjob?
You said bitchin', so I'm gonna say blowjob. Yes.
Okay.
Velisca.
Velisca.
Velisca. Yeah.
Vanilla.
Not vanilla. I know. Vanilla.
Vanilla.
The vanilla
ice baby.
It's the villain vanilla ice cream ice murder.
Billy Minnelli.
Yeah, no, it's the vanilla ice pick murders. Yeah.
Vanilla bean.
What about vanilla ice pick? I like that idea. Yeah.
That guy sucks. Oh, wait.
Is he still alive?
Vanilla Ice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he? Okay.
He has a reality TV show now where he's a contractor.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That shows you how much TV I'm watching these days. Yeah.
I don't know how I came across it. I was probably stuck in a hotel or something going, what the fuck?
Well,
oh, God.
So is that what he does for a living now?
I don't know, Joe. You've exceeded the knowledge I have about current Vanilla
knowledge
Ice.
Or the amount that you care.
Exactly.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
Okay, all right, let's talk about the subject at hand here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, did you? I don't even saw my notes, Devin, about you.
That's fine.
Do you want to do that?
That's fine.
Do you care?
I don't care.
Okay, so you can say something like that. Guys, do you know what date it is?
Yeah.
Something like that? Okay. Okay. All right. We'll just
I don't need coaching on how to throw a fit.
Okay. I'm sure about that.
I'm familiar.
You're a chick. Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right. Oh, boy.
Okay, here we go. Or okay, no, that's fine. Or the three of us all together could all go theory.
I'm gonna save that for our very last episode that we ever do.
All right. Well, let's just try it just for the fun of it. Let's see how we sound. You ready?
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Sadly.
Okay. On three. One, two, three.
Theories.
That sounds awful. Okay. So bad.
All right. Let's do it. Let's do it again.
No.
Fine.
No.
Theories. Got nothing but theories. Okay. Where were we?
Moped! 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 Moped races!
Sometimes there's a little motorcycle gang that sometimes buzzes around the neighborhood.
Okay.
Happy, happy, happy!
That's right. You're all
Yay!
Excited about this.
Yay, jazzed!
No.
Yay, jazzed!
Come on,
I refuse to
Devin.
Let internet strangers dictate the mood that I am feeling.
Fuck up.
Ready?
Yeah.
You internet strangers.
I mean, seriously. OMG.
OMG.
Let them go.
Let them go.
All right.
No.
I'm speaking in the same language that is written on that terrible CD that Joe has out there.
Mm. Oh, that's right.
I'm misunderstood.
Pink.
Pahink.
Pink.
Pink.
The H is silent. Pink. Hidden.
All right, here we go. All right, time for our new theme music. Boom, 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 boom. Thinking sideways. Boom, boom. Thinking sideways. Okay.
Oh, hey.
Okay.
Such a weird noise. Yeah!
All right, hang on. Let's do a little cheer to make ourselves all jazz.
You know these never work.
No, I know.
Joe, just... you want to turn the volume off your phone instead? My point is that you're...
It's really dumb, I know.
You're being obscenely paranoid.
I know.
Like, don't buy Kiwi because the government monitors Kiwi kind of crazy paranoid.
Well, they do.
Because that's a crazy paranoid theory.
Never, ever, 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 ever heard that theory before.
How long?
Do you want me to say it again?
Yeah, I do. And I want you to do at least one more ever than you did initially. So I really hope you were counting.
Okay. Were you?
I was.
Uh-huh.
Were you?
Mm-hmm.
How many did I do?
No.
Okay. You're ready.
Nice try.
You did 23.
Ready?
I am now.
All right, let's go.
I'm sweaty.
Are you
sorry? Did it give him a leg up on the investigation?
Oh my god!
Yeah.
That's why
just
I waited.
Sitting over here cackling to yourself about
I can't
a joke.
Help it.
That's insensitive, Steve.
Oh. You're right, but funny.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah. Okay, we'll give you that.
Okay.
No, it's not a tie. It's the.
No, it's this.
Middle?
No.
Is it called the middle of the knife?
No.
No, not called that. It's called the.
No, it's not called the.
We could, if you want, just call it, you know, where the blade goes back into the handle. That
Devin's
piece.
Devin's Googling.
Okay, what the f is that thing called?
Oh, dang.
I know this. God damn it. Brain fart.
conversations of trust, but if you want to fall backwards into the blanket, I swear that we, Joe and I, will catch you.
I've seen that done with two people. It does not work. It doesn't work.
Because we both go, not it.
Yeah.
Thump.
Yep. You do. It's true.
Now, it's hard these days because people, you know, they're texting, whatever, you know, you're falling backwards and they're like, all like, oh, look at their phone, you know. Yeah. I told you about that time when Henry died, and I went out back and I wrapped him up kind of, and I went out back and I started digging his grave, you know, and it was raining and shitty, and then I'm almost done with the grave, and then the doorbell rings, and it's Rob,
right?
And he's like, oh, Henry died and everything, and he was all serious and everything, and then Henry was lying on a towel on the living room floor, and so I picked him up and I wrapped him and everything, and I handed him to Rob, and we went out back, and Rob is carrying Henry, like, you know, really.
Cradles
really,
in his hands.
Really, mm-hmm. really solemnly like this. And then I hear his phone go blip, and I look back and he's got him like this. And he's pulling his
phone out. Oh, my God.
Cradling him in one hand to get to his phone.
Oh, let's see what's going on.
Poor Henry.
That's okay. Henry survived, except he didn't.
But, well, yeah.
But yeah.
He didn't know any better at that point.
Yeah. I am Zoltar. Okay.
Always serious.
Yeah, no. We're the hosts of You Shall Be Our Slaves. The podcast that tells you about the coming new world as soon as the mothership arrives. Yes.
Zoltar's a fortune teller. I don't know what.
Oh, Zoltar's a space alien, dude.
No, he's the fortune teller from Big.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I gotta get another name then.
Yeah.
Zoltar. Oh,
shit. How about
okay.
Joe?
Okay. All right. Yeah. You ready?
Crazy yellow eyes. It's the funniest thing in the world.
Got crazy yellow eyes and this sort of crazy expression on
and she's just like, mortal man, I must have your seed. Right? That's how it works.
And Chris is like, I'm actually gay. Yeah, that's a ticket. I'm gay.
No games.
No, right? Really. Yeah. And,
that's
yeah.
how it went, right?
We are so going to have to cut that. You know, right? We have to cut that.
I don't care.
All right.
So I don't want you guys to put in a whole lot.
That's right all now. I was putting into
all right.
it.
No, okay.
In this creepy jerky state,
uh-huh.
That's like 2,282,000,000. God, I put a weird thing in
you
there.
You did, and I that? Didn't correct it. I just wanted to see what happened.
Devin.
I'm listening.
Put
I'm
the
ready.
Phone down.
I'm ready. Calm down.
Okay.
I'm listening. I'm not making eye contact,
yeah,
but
totally
I'm listening.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's yeah. going to take him 5 minutes. He's going to clear his throat like 20 times.
Yeah, true.
I totally have enough time to send off a couple emails. It's fine.
That's a good point. Okay.
He's going to go out for a cigarette pretty soon.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. Yeah. Okay, ready? Let's do it. All right, let's do this. Hello. Well, no way.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of our stupid podcast.
Yeah, this week we're making fun of hair lips. Apologies to all of our hair lip listeners. Well, I'll f*** you.
What I found out from my physical therapist through this accident that I am what's called hypermobile, which means my joints just don't stop where they're supposed to stop, which
really?
Explains a lot of shit, like where.
So you're more flexible than the average
just
person?
Just like naturally way more flexible. Yeah. Oh. And she was like, do you hurt your joints a lot? And I was like, yeah, I do. And she was like, yep. Yep. You're hypermobile. She was like, have you always been flexible even without trying? And I was like, yes. And she was like, mm-hmm.
You know yep. what you ought to do is you ought to like write a letter to Hillary Clinton and just say, Hillary, where do you get your clothes? Cause it looks like you can barely move in those outfits.
For once. Good Clinton joke.
It was a good
You have been
joke.
Working on those for years yeah. and not gotten one to land. Yeah.
I know everybody makes fun of your wardrobe, but I really envy it, Hillary.
I really envy it. Yeah. Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
It's a gnat. They?
They're just little freaking fruit flies.
Where do those f-ing things come from?
Your fruit.
Rotting fruit.
Oh, yeah. I got a couple of apples I just threw away. Maybe I need to take the garbage out.
Well, I did store a whole bunch of fruit in your attic recently.
Oh, did you really? Yeah.
Whoops. Okay.
All right. Okay, let's start.
Is the mixer on?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
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 Yeah, that's
it's serious. It's a murder. Come on. All right, let's go.
I think murder's funny. Okay, I'm sorry, but yeah. You know, okay.
Well,
all right. You done yawning?
All right.
I wasn't yawning.
Too soon to get punchy, guys.
It's all never right. Too soon to get punchy. Mm. Probably not on it. Mm. All right. We ready?
Mm-hmm. Was that a fart?
It's not a fart.
Uh-huh. That's the first time I've heard Devin fart.
It wasn't.
Yeah, sure. Of course
captured
it was.
Captured on audio.
Yeah.
See, I can recreate it.
Yeah. Tonight's episode, Mad Gasser of Mattoon.
All right. Mad Gasser of the studio.
All righty. Let's do this thing.
Okay.
All right. It could. I
what's
think
this
I'm
this thing, the ice catapult thing. No.
Oh.
That you use to burn ants.
Oh, magnifying.
Oh, yeah. Magnifying. Oh, yeah, right. That thing. The ice scope thing. I like that.
Did you just fart? Oh, was that your chair? Okay.
Joe trying to be quiet is my favorite thing because it never works. It's like a teenager sneaking in after hours. Yeah. Okay.
Mom, Dad, are you awake?
I didn't wake you up, did I?
No, I like the whole still trip. Motherfucker! Okay.
Shh.
Action!
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Devin's thinking.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. This car accident is still f***ing me up somehow.
Acupuncture.
It just doesn't sit right anymore. Which is a really fun thing to have happened from a f***ing rear ending.
Yup. Mm-hmm. It's good times.
Or maybe I'm just getting old.
That's probably what it is.
I wasn't gonna say it, but that's the problem, you old lady.
You old bag.
There you go.
Is that better?
If you say it again, I'll laugh like you said it the first time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just to prove to our listeners that your laugh is fake. Yeah. Oh, man.
Let's hear your best phony laugh, Devin.
No.
Oh, fine.
She does it all the time on this show.
Yeah.
She thinks
the only laugh you've ever heard.
Oh. I thought you liked my humor.
Mm.
No, you were supposed to laugh.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, try it again.
Yeah. I thought you loved my humor. Oh, you do. Yeah, cool.
That's what a genuine laugh sounds like, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. You ready? In April 20, 2017, mere months ago. 2217.
That's what you said. Sorry.
Did I say? Okay. All right. Let's do it one more time here.
Sorry.
Really? Mm. 2217, huh? Wow. Okay. Tick, tick, tick.
A mere 200 years into the future.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I'll still be alive. Good work, buddy.
Houston, the litter box is clear.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, but maybe he's not the best seaman in the world.
Yeah.
Don't laugh.
Not.
I knew you were going to laugh.
Not.
Now you're laughing.
Oh, my God. The word is, going.
The word is, by the way, seaman.
Except Nazis. You can't say that.
That's kind of discriminatory, don't you think?
You can't say... Did I tell you guys about that? The Wolfenstein... I did. The Wolfenstein thing?
No.
Where it was like this Wolfenstein game. It's been this series since the 80s. And yeah. Every single time the tagline has been... Kill Nazis, kill the Nazis.
Uh-huh.
And until this year, everyone was like, yep. And then this year, they were like, Wolfenstein, kill the Nazis. And a bunch of, like, white supremacists were like, that's offensive. You can't say that. Like, what?
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
Okie doke. So our story
So did they change it?
No.
Just f*** the Nazis.
F*** them.
The... Alienist. A-L-I-E-N-S.
A-L-I-E-N-I-S-T.
I had to zoom in. I couldn't read it.
I had to see.
Is unlike any other nutritional snake. Oh, my God. Like any other nutritional snake.
Snake. Nutritional snakes.
Yeah.
iFit Nourish is in like, dear Lord.
Did you break it?
No.
Do you need the duct tape?
Nope. But I need to put my phone on.
You need to not have the phones out?
Okay.
Should I turn my ringer off? Do you guys care?
You should not have a ringer on. I'm explaining all things in a strange manner today. This makes great audio. Joe leaving the room. Clomp, clomp, clomp. Yeah, Joe returning to the room.
Joe sits. Creep.
Joe's squeaky house talks. Maybe that's squeaky. What we should do as our special episodes is the squeaks of this house.
Well, if we were going to do a haunted house episode, we've got a lot of sound effects right here.
We
actually do.
All right, maybe that's enough.
You know,
let's go.
That's a good episode for some of our special content. Let's do a haunted house, Jim. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
News alert.
No, it'll be found footage. It'll be like the Blair Witch Project, found audio footage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll think of something.
Okay.
All right, let's go. Ready?
Yep.
Oh, f*** yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun story. People get killed, you know? Hey.
Well.
Yeah.
No!
Wind down.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Okay, let's go back to it here.
I'm sorry!
Okay.
That's okay. That's fine. You destroyed that rug, which has been in my family for so many years.
You really tied the room together. Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
Hang on.
Thank you, Devin. I feel like we're a team now.
Good job. All right. Let's rip the corpse. Yeah.
Actually, that's a really good kind of segue.
Segue.
That's actually
that
really
funny little thing you ride around.
All right, I'm going to try it one way. Okay, now I'm going to try it another way.
I knew you were going to make that joke.
You were reading my mind. Or actually, maybe I pulled the joke out of your mind. I do that a lot. Yeah. All right, here we go. Well,
I don't want to have Steve mouth.
Mm-hmm. It's the worst.
That's what I call it now.
I can't even stand my own mouth.
You know, you see your cat, you know, catch your cat pooping on your bed, and you think to yourself, wow, I didn't have my camera, I didn't capture that wonderful image, and so you want to go back and stage it. And similarly, in war, you know, you see something really awesome.
Can I ask a question?
You want to go back and do
we have
that
a
again?
Lot of questions about that. Yeah.
I have a lot of questions. Let me do it with my dumb analogy.
Okay, it's like this.
Maybe don't do the cat pooping.
Yeah, start the whole thing again.
Maybe a sunset or something.
Yeah. No, I'll just say it like this. It's easy.
this is the Tax Crime Investigation Unit of IRS. The reason you are receiving this pre-recorded message is to notify you that IRS has issued an arrest warrant against you. Right now you and your physical property both are being monitored, and it's very important that I do hear back from you as soon as possible before we proceed further in any legal manner. My direct call back number is... Thank you.